be a feature performer.
Yeah.
He is all the way from Seattle, Washington. Yeah. He is open for the Upright Citizen Brigade. He has done work on Comedy Against Evil, and he has a novel coming out as soon as he writes it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Bacall, right there. Chris and Frank, give it up for Chris and Frank. All right, all right, all right. Oh yeah, so yeah, it's doing good. I'm doing great, man. Recently I got a didgeridoo, you know what that is? It's a big long wooden instrument. You make a droning sound out of. I got one because I was at a Renaissance fair, so I'm really manly. So I go and I see this guy selling the didgeridoo. I go up to it. I can't make a sound. I'm sitting there like there's a little 8-year-old making a drone symphony. He's like, and he has a fan base. They're like, yay, girl. I'm like, and he's rubbing it in my face. He's like, this is easy. This is too easy. I was like, shut up. And then the guy selling it came over to me. He's like, dude, man, so what you got to do is you got to be at peace with the clouds, and then, like, the electrical currents circulate, and they go in your lungs, and that's how you play the didgeridoo. It's like, this is way too complicated. I see my career as a didgeridoo artist flashing before my eyes, but I bought it because I'm not a quitter. Don't be a quitter, audience. Audience, you can't believe everything you read. I was reading a psychology book recently, and there was this passage in there that told me that men, in their lovers, in their partners and stuff, they look for someone to be a motherly figure, like someone to mother them. I don't see that at all. I don't see that at all, because me and my girlfriend, we're like a team, you know? We do stuff together. We cook together. We even go shopping together. Last weekend, we went to the mall together. I didn't want to go, but she told me if I was good, she'd buy me a slushie, so I went. Got some on my face. She was there with a napkin. Teamwork, okay? We're a team. I don't like going to the shopping malls, though. I don't know if anyone else has this problem. My problem, when I go to the shopping malls, it's like a 4-hour ordeal. Why? Because I think those people at the kiosk actually just want to talk to me. Yeah, like this one guy jumped out of the kiosk like a week ago. He was like, hey man, do you rock the T-Mobile? He was young and hip, and he spoke in a language I could relate to. That's what they're going for at the T-Mobile. And I was like, no man, I rock the Verizon Wireless, V-dub. And he's like, are you happy? And I said, yeah, I'm really happy. You know, my family has the Verizon Wireless, and I actually have a cousin. He lives in South Carolina, and I live all the way up in Seattle, but we both love football, and sometimes we'll watch it together, and he'll TiVo it, so we can be on the same time and everything, and isn't family great? And before I'm done with my spiel, he goes, I can save you $7 a month. And I thought, false alarm, I thought I made a friend. You know, because I don't get salespeople. I really don't. I don't get salespeople, you know? Like, it's always the same thing. And then if they do make a sale, it's always the same empty promise at the end. Is there anything else I can do for you today? Anything at all? Anything else I can do for you, Mr. Falcone? Anything at all? I'm thinking, yeah, man, you can go to work for me. You can buy me dinner. There are plenty of things you can do for me. In fact, one of these days, I'm going to say that constitutes a verbal contract. I'll be like, thanks for volunteering. Here's the address. Show up here Monday morning. I call my boss. I'm like, hey, I got a big surprise for you soon. In the meantime, can I use the company credit card to buy a whip? I hate salespeople. I think that's where I'm going with it. I think it should be okay to whip them. We're going to have fun. All right. You know what else I hate, audience? I have a hard time going to get my hair cut, you know? Because I never know what to do with this. And I'll go into the hair salon, and they'll be like, yeah, so what can we do for you today? And I'm like, what are you thinking? You know, like, what do you see here? Use your creativity. And that's when they're like, hey, asshole, you're a supercut. Just take a side razor and let's get this over with. You're not paying me to think. Let's go. I don't want to sound sexist here, but I do prefer when an attractive female cuts my hair. Just putting that out there, it makes my life easier. They'll be like, well, what should I do now? And I'm like, do whatever you want, because quite frankly, you're what I'm trying to impress. And then it's an opportunity, you know. Yeah, I think your hair looks really good. Really? What do you think of the rest of the package? Here's my phone number. Opportunity, people. Last time I got my hair cut, it was actually a very attractive young lady. She had one of these, which made me feel old. This is my ring finger. She was married, you know. And it's like she rubbed that in my face almost. Like she was like, yeah. My husband actually just finished college. He got his college degree. Yeah. He has a degree now. I was like, really? So do I. Can your husband do that? I can. I might make the wrong choice, huh? Questioning now, aren't you? Yeah. She was like, so Ron, what do you do? I was like, I'm a comedian. Unless you don't find that attractive, then I'm a musician. And if you don't get that, Australian rugby player. I plan this out weeks in advance, people. Opportunity. Opportunity. Oh, man. So did we have a good holiday? Gotta ask. Yeah. I had a great holiday. I had a great Thanksgiving, too. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving as well? Yeah? I went to Vancouver for Thanksgiving. It's near me in Seattle. So, like, and as soon as I crossed the border into Canada, I immediately felt stupid. I was like, hey, I used to know the metric system really good. But then fourth grade ended. Oh, we could be a minute away from the city or an hour. I don't know. I'm still along for the ride. It's great. I went to the Vancouver Aquarium. I really enjoy aquariums, but aquariums for me are a true test of self-discipline because there's so many little children and so many opportunities to drown them. Yeah, it's the one place in the world where I voluntarily wear a body harness, you know? My girlfriend's getting really good at it, too. She's like, uh-oh, big group of preschoolers, tighten up the slack. I'm like, wow, I just can't reach. Great job. It's wonderful. I saw a pufferfish. You guys ever see a pufferfish before? Yeah, they're just really big and bloated and they can't do anything. They just move their eyes. It's wonderful. So it was really sad because there were all these other cool fish swimming around, and people are naming them and taking pictures and asking for their MySpace. There was just this lonely pufferfish. So I went over and I talked to the pufferfish. I felt really bad. I was like, hey! Hey! What the hell? You look like something our vice president would hunt. What's wrong with you? Oh, well. It didn't help either of us, but it was fun nonetheless. I just got rid of my cable. Does anyone here not have cable? No? I'm the only one? One? Cool. Alright. Well, I got rid of my cable audience. Here's why. I don't understand commercials, okay? I saw this commercial recently. There was a large man. He was big. He was for a weight loss supplement, honestly. And he says, I only know two things. I need to lose some weight, and I need to sell some carpet. He was a carpet salesman. There. Know that now. Forgot it. Carpet salesman. Anyway, next freeze frame, he's skinny, because this shit works. And he goes, I only know two things. I need to sell some carpet. And I love my grandchildren. Why is this commercial trying to tell me that fat people can't love their grandchildren? That is some really bizarre fear advertising. Like, yes, studies have shown if you're large, there's too much flesh blocking your heart, and you can't love. You can't love. You know what? That's bullshit. I lost 10 pounds over the past 2 months, and I still hate children. There we go. Solved that. Thank you. Thank you. I saw another commercial. It was a commercial at a bar, and it was for condoms. And in the bar, there were women, and then all the guys were pigs. Like, literally, they were pigs, you know? So this one pig goes up to a girl, and she's not having it. She's like, whoa, not my species. Not interested. But then he goes on, and he goes over to the condom machine that's right on the wall in the middle of everything, because that's not awkward. And he buys a condom, right? Yeah. And then he turns into Prince Charming, and she's real interested. Okay. I don't know about the safe sex here, audience, but if someone tried that in real life, do you really think that would work? Do you really think that would yield a positive response? Like, yeah. So what do? Oh, yeah? You know, you sound easy. I'll be right back. Like, how do you make the walk over there not look awkward? Like, I bought my quarter. You're going to love it in my parents' basement later. I think it's going to be awkward. I don't know. I think that's one of the things you can do to ensure you're not going to have a chance. You know, it's in the top 10. Right in between talking about Star Wars and farting in front of her. It's right there. Right there. Don't do it. It won't work. Oh, man. I saw another holiday commercial, you know. And this commercial really kicked me off. I'll tell you what. There was this guy, okay, and it's like, dude, he looked about my age, like early 20s, you know. And he's like, I'm going to give my mom what she really wants this year for Christmas. And then he just shows up at her house, like, hey, dressed up, it's me. How arrogant was this guy? Seriously, seriously. Like, here I am, my presence is just enough for you. That's all you need. I know you went through 9 months of pregnancy and hours of labor just so I could be here. But I'm here to eat all the food you worked hard to prepare. What do you think the mom was thinking? Wow, what an ungrateful bastard you become. Next year, why don't you splurge and give me a scented candle? And let me tell you something, audience. I live in Seattle, Washington. My family lives here. I have a long plane ride to get here. And if you all have been on coach before, you know it smells like farts the whole time. And babies just find me. They know where I am. They find me. But never once sitting on that plane did I think, well, at least I don't have to go shopping this year. I'll just show up and it'll be enough for everyone. Here I am. Everyone will drop what they're doing. It'll be like the Grinch when he returned all that shit to Whoville. Ron, we're so happy to see you. It doesn't work that way. Buy stuff for the people you love. It's the holidays here. Good Lord. Oh, man. Here's a good question, audience. Have you ever farted, flashlighted, half-assed, whatever, and realized, hey, I'm in my boss's office. Just me? I'm unemployed. Yeah. But I'm cool with being unemployed. You know why? Because I hated my job. And I hate job interviews. So anyone else hate job interviews? So, yeah, it's always the same old thing. Like, okay, what's your greatest strength? And next question, what's your greatest weakness? Wow, no one ever saw that coming. I'm like, well, gee, I like to get negatives out of the way. Let me start with my greatest weakness. Don't care about this job. Yeah. I'm here because I have an income issue. In fact, recently, I punched out a wall in my apartment. When my roommate asked me why, I said, because money exists. Yeah. If you hire me, I will do as little as absolutely possible. All while fantasizing about a life that doesn't involve me coming to an office 40 hours a week doing pointless, mundane, useless tasks for you. Okay. Okay, thank you. Greatest strength? I'm going to stick with thorough and honest. Thorough and honest. And I'm a team player. Yeah. Whenever they ask me if interviews is I'm a team player, I always say yes. You know why? Because every team has someone that sits on the bench and doesn't do shit. Company, I will be that guy. Yeah. Hey, it's all metaphorical. On this little league baseball team, I will be the undersized 8-year-old that strikes out every time it's at. And if you don't like that, on this peewee soccer team, I will be the slow kid that kicks the ball out of bounds every single time. Yeah. And if that doesn't satisfy you, on this peewee swimming class, I will be the fat kid that wears his t-shirt in the pool and is too scared to go to the deep end. Just my weaknesses! Check them out! Oh, Lord! I was going to work the other day, and before I lost my job, and there was this guy there. He was clearly transient. He was clearly a homeless man. And he looks at me. It was a cold, rainy, dreary day in Seattle. I know it's hard to imagine, but bear with me. And he looks at me, and he goes, this is the kind of day where you just need, like, hot Kool-Aid. You know, like Kool-Aid, but in hot water. And I said to myself, why is a man of this caliber genius unemployed? Seriously, if you wake up on a cold, dreary day and you say, God damn it, it's cold and wet, where's my kettle, it's Kool-Aid time, you got something special up here, alright? You got something special up here, seriously. And I think, man, I want to work for this guy, alright? You know, because here was my typical Monday morning, okay? My typical Monday morning. Hey, Ron, I know it's 7:45 and you don't start until 8 and you're paid by the hour, but we need this, this, and this, and we kind of need it done right now, and oh, I really have to take a piss, stick out your leg. That was my Monday morning, alright? How cool would my Monday morning have been if I come in and it's like, hey Ron, there's the water, there's the pitcher, there's the Kool-Aid mix, there's the microwave, you know the drill! Like, hell yeah I do! Team player! Yeah! I want my livelihood to be in the hands of a transient Kool-Aid man! That's what I'm getting at! That's what I want! That's my goal! Shooting high here, people! Shooting high! Oh. You guys having a good time here? The problem I have with the office, so I'll put this out here right now, is that People just take themselves too seriously. You know, I see it all the time. Like, you get a name, you get a title. You take yourself too seriously. I see it every single day, and it bothers me. And let me tell you something, people. You shouldn't be taking yourself too seriously. You know the people that should be taking themselves too seriously are the people waiting on you right now, all right? Give the wait staff a round of applause for you. Thank you. Any wait staff, because you know what? It's shitty to deal with people, but it's even shittier to deal with hungry people, all right? So wait staff, they get the applause. Tip them well. All right, back to the show. But anyway, I have a cure. If you're in an office and take yourself just a bit too seriously, I have a cure, okay? Bear with me here. Say your name. Say your job. My name's Rob Lacone. I'm a writer and a stand-up comedian. All right? Now do it again. Except, do it in a high-pitched, almost Mickey Mouse-esque voice. All right? My name is Ron Lacone. I'm a writer and a stand-up comedian. I can't take myself seriously. I've just been knocked down a few notches, all right? It works. It works, people. But, Ron, it can't work for everyone. I mean, comedian, that sounds funny. It can't work for everyone. No, try it. I'm a project facilitator. I'm a professor of philosophy. I'm a gynecologist. Works. Yeah. I like that last one because that's kind of what I wanted to do when I was 10. I didn't know what was involved. I was just a jerky little kid. Thought I was cool. I was like, ooh, a job where I can see Lady Hugo's all day. Sign me up. I did a little jig too. Sign me up. Yeah. That was how I ruled. I had an old coworker that listened to Christian rock, and he gave me a new theory on Christian rock. Some of it's really good, but a lot of it I listen to and I stare at the speakers in absolute looks of terror. So I came up with this solution. Now I know the answer. Some of these Christian musicians aren't actually Christians. They're just shitty musicians that needed some kind of fan base and figured that was a sure thing. I know this. They're using, yeah, you agree, audience person. They're using religion when it's convenient for them. I know this. Why, Ron? Because I do this all the time. All the time. When it's in my favor, man. I was out to dinner the other week with my girlfriend, right? And we ordered. And she goes, Ron, I need to talk to you. This is right after we ordered. She's like, Ron, come here. We go outside. I'm like, well, what's wrong? She goes, Ron, you were checking out that waitress. I saw you. You were checking out that waitress. You were checking out all the waitresses in here. You're like a little kid in a candy store. When are you going to grow up, Ron? When are you going to grow up? And I said, sugar pie. The good Lord gave me a perfectly good set of eyes. Who am I to not use them to disrupt him? I care about this relationship, but I hope you can understand when I tell you I have a higher power that I answer to. Now, if you don't mind, let's go finish our dinner, because you know Hooters wings are my favorite. Never question me again. It worked. It was awesome. Oh, man. I was driving along. You know, I got my motor running. I was heading out on the highway. I was looking for adventure. Or whatever comes my way. I wasn't too picky, is what I'm getting at here. I wasn't too picky. But I saw a sign, and it said, tired? Question mark. Services 10 miles ahead. And I thought to myself, what kind of services? I was like, I'm going to go investigate. And depending on the results, I may have found my new calling as a trucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was a concession stand run by a bunch of Mormons. Yeah, talk about disappointing. They were kind of weird, too. They got up in my grill. They were like, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you want to join the Church of Jesus Christ? Why do they say? I was like, whoa there, Joseph. One question at a time. Think I'm thirsty. Do you have some coffee for me? And he said, yes. He's like, here's some coffee. It's delicious. It tastes like our faith. I didn't know false hope and historical fiction had a flavor. Yeah. Oh, man. Joseph didn't ask me any more questions after that one. And I never followed a sign again. Never. Here's Here's a question, audience. Is it just me, or does Rudy Giuliani kind of look like a mix between Donald Rumsfeld and a chipmunk? Is anyone else having that problem, man? Every time he talks, I can see Elvin in the group singing to senior citizen. Elvin yearning for that harmonica he's been asking for years! You guys ever saw that episode? Cool. All right. I can deal with that. But seriously, every time the guy talks, he'll be up there, 9-11, fa-fa-fa, 9-11, fa-fa-fa, I'm gonna call my wife now. Hey, did you know 9-11 happened? Fa-fa-fa, I cheat on you, fa-fa-fa. And I'm seeing animated rodents singing to senior citizens, and I'm getting the worthwhile content here, people. I'm lucky. I do a lot of political humor. I get paid to do political humor every now and again when I'm lucky. And a lot of times people mistake that for hostility. Like, people come up to me and they're like, Ron, do you despise politicians? Is that how you work? Are you? And the interesting thing, audience, is the opposite is true. I admire politicians and the job they're doing, and I actually reward them with presents, whether I agree with them or not. Like Rick Santorum here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Rick Santorum, when he lost, I gave him the Best of Culture Club on double disc. Something the whole family could enjoy. Right? I even used to give politicians birthday presents. I did. I gave them birthday presents. But then I had to stop, because one year I got Larry Craig the portable bathroom reader. Apparently it didn't work for him. 2 years ago, before that, I got Mark Foley, the Best Little League Baseball on DVD. They said it was some kind of omen, told me to stop. What can you do? But I've been thinking about our president, George W. Bush. I want to reward him well. The guy's been around for 8 years, you know. So I've been thinking, And I thought, new cowboy hat. Copy of Death Cup of Tao. If anyone would appreciate the Marxist literature, it's that guy. Why? I don't know, but to quote the late Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug. And last but not least, a bag of pretzels! Brilliant! Oh, cool, you guys like the news. Awesome. Oh, man. So I was making rice-a-roni not too long ago. Rice-a-roni, you guys know what that is, rice-a-roni stuff? Yeah. I was making rice-a-roni, all right? And there were two different options you could follow on the steps. You know, there was like step one, step two, and then like there was another step and it said, for best flavor, do this. And they were both the same amount of time, right? And I was thinking, does anyone ever pick between these? Like, is someone like, do I really want the best flavor? I don't know. It's rice-a-roni. It might be more than I can handle. Let's go for bland here. I don't know. I think what they were going for was like a different kind of advertising scheme, you know? Because rice-a-roni's always been like kind of on the light side of the fence. Like, yeah, we're the San Francisco treat. Now they're trying to be more hardcore. They're like, rice-a-roni. Rice-a-roni, best flavor, rice-a-roni, come heavier, go home, yeah, rice-a-roni, Uncle Ben's still a pussy, yeah, rice-a-roni, you're with us or you're with the terrorists, rice-a-roni, buy our shit, what you're going for, buy some rice-a-roni, I'm gonna collect my paycheck soon, rice-a-roni, yeah. Oh, man. You guys are fun. You guys are a lot of fun. Give yourselves a round of applause, please. Please do so. Because I am flabbergasted. Yeah. Oh, man. So I was reading the news recently, and I saw an article about Bill Clinton, our old president. And it was an interesting article. He was talking about his wife Hillary, and he said that at one point he encouraged Hillary to break up with him. This was years ago, because she had such a brilliant political career ahead of her. Why? She could even be president, and he would just hold her back. That's what he said. And he assured all of us, that she is by far the most qualified person for the job. Audience, I don't know whether that's true or not, but I couldn't help but feel a little insulted by that article. All right, bear with me. We all know Bill Clinton. We all know what Bill Clinton likes. We all know what Bill Clinton did. What was that trying to tell us? Yeah, she is totally ready for this job. She is ready for the most responsible job in the world. Such a big job. You know the only job she can't handle? Blow jobs. I gotta go somewhere else when I need to go. You can't have it all. You can't have the perfect package, people. Yeah, she's ready to handle health care, domestic issues, foreign issues, the war in Iraq. The one thing she can't handle? My penis. Gotta go elsewhere for that. Yeah, but don't worry about the rest of you. My penis, everyone in the country, whoa, whatever. I was down with Clinton, though. He was like the Fonz of the president. He was like the Fonz. Mr. Clinton, it turns out you bombed an aspirin factory. Hey! All right. He was the Fonz. You guys like impressions?
Yeah.
I don't do any. Oh, man. Oh. You guys want to hear a one-liner? I don't have many one-liners. I'm a little bit like a more of a wordy storytelling type guy. But I did write something that I like to call the hack one-liner. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Want to hear the hack one-liner? All right. Audience, I love women so much. How much do you love them, Ron? Thanks for asking, audience. I love women so much that when I was delivered, I tried to spank a nurse back. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right, people. Picture a bloody tissue baby crawling, trying to get a nurse. The umbilical cord dancing around like a sausage trying to break dance. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right. All right. Thank you. Yeah. You don't want to be right. Good. All right. Has anyone here seen Star Trek movies? Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I watched a Star Trek movie not too long ago. I'm not really a big fan because there's something I'm a bigger fan of, and that's the idea of women talking to me. But I did watch a Star Trek movie not too long ago. The one thing I didn't understand is whenever the Enterprise was attacked, you know, whenever it was attacked, as soon as, like, everything was over, like, the split second, Captain Kirk always asked Scotty for the damage report. Like, Scotty, damage report. Scotty, damage report. What if Scotty didn't know the damage report? All right? I give Scotty a lot of credit. I would not want Scotty's job, like, oh, my God, the Klingons are going to kill us all! Scotty, damage report. I don't know! I don't know the damage report. We've just had our ship blasted by a bunch of aliens that look like they have vaginas on their head. All right? I am really pissed off, and I am down here all by myself. The rest of you have seats, and I'm in this little cabin. This is ridiculous. I'm going to get my spacesuit on, and then I'll give you your damage report. In the meantime, if you're bored, try to find out a spoken word rendition of the Elton John song Rocket Man. That would be really cool. God damn it, it's like this every time. Not for Scotty. Scotty works really hard. God, poor Scotty. All right, one more thing and then I'm done with you. I noticed that I was fired from my job. I mentioned that. And the reason I was fired from my job, I was a professional mascot. Hold your applause. And we did things for kids. We did different events for kids, right? And we were doing an anti-drug campaign. And I thought about that, audience. And I thought about how in situations like that, we don't really teach kids anything. We just, like, try to scare them into doing what we want them to, you know? And I see that in our society over and over again, and it bothers me. So I decided my own approach to this, all right? I came up with my mascot, Peter the Pill Poppin' Penguin. And I got on that stage and I said, boys and girls, I'm Peter the Pill Poppin' Penguin. I'm here to tell you if you take drugs, you will not win. But hold that thought. I'd rather challenge your way of thinking. They tell you all drugs are bad. Well, what do they call drinking? A glass of wine every day is actually really good for the heart. Blurs the lines a little bit, doesn't it? Well, wait, that's just the start. Crack, heroin, cocaine, take that, you'll get addicted and die. So it goes. Well, maybe. But cigarettes are addicting just like any of those. Well, cigarettes are so harmful, why are they legal, you bastards? Boys and girls, that one's really easy. Cigarettes are taxed! Now, I'm not saying go do drugs. I'm just saying be educated. By the way, what they teach you about marijuana, completely outdated. What do you think about weed? It actually came from a propaganda team, kind of like Hitler. They made this movie called Reefer Madness. There were all these hot chicks in it. Looked just like Bette Midler. That movie made all kinds of bogus claims, not really based on fact. Gee, that sounds familiar. Remember Iraq? Now, I don't do drugs, but that was my choice, you see. In fact, President Bush could snort way more cocaine than me. Ron, go easy on the president. He's a good guy. He found religion. He's a Christian. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to say he's made some shitty decisions. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't mean to give lip. But if Jesus Christ were in his shoes, do you think that guy would have vetoed that shit? Now, boys and girls. instead of being afraid, I think it's time to demand some consistency. War on terror, war on drug society, this is close to insanity. These are the wrong words to have when people are starving. People dying, living in the streets without health care, that's what I find alarming. So ends my poem, my lecture, my ballad. Next time someone tells you how to live, you ask yourself, is this valid? And that's the truth. I'm Ron Placone. You guys were awesome. Thank you.